Numbers chapter number 21. Numbers chapter number 21. While you're turning there, I'd like you to remember a few people in your prayers. Brother Charlie Oliver, remember him in your prayers that the Lord will continue to heal his body. He had a hip replacement done. I'd like for you to remember Sister Vernice Simmons, Sister Linda Noblet's mother. Pray for her. According to nature, she won't have many more days here on earth. And I'd like for you to remember Sister Linda and her sisters and their family. The Lord comfort them in this time of their... Now, Sister Linda's just heartbroken. Now, y'all pray for her, that God will strengthen her and help her. We have many others that are sick this morning that are not able to be here. I'd like for you to remember them. Some of them on trips, driving, and they pray for them for traveling grace. Appreciate your prayers last week as we was in revival. The Lord helped us, blessed us on traveling, and we put his hand of protection over us, so those things were good and had a good revival meeting. We'll ask you to pray for us this week. We'll be in Loretta, Tennessee, in revival up there this week, and we'll need your prayers there. That the Lord will help and send revival in that place. And I'd love to see the Lord send revival here this morning. Amen. It'd be a great blessing. So I told somebody one time, I said, I have to be careful because a lot of times the church hadn't been where I've been all week long and been in revival meeting. You've been in the trenches working and laboring in the world. And boy, it'd be real easy for me to jump in here and wonder how come you're not as happy as I am. And you've been down in the trenches all week long laboring, and it's a little different. But you know, maybe something could be said or done this morning that might encourage you and help you and give you some strength and down through the week, this coming week, should the Lord tarry his coming, that God bless you. The Bible said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. And you know, his word will strengthen us every time. And it'll help us if we'll heed to it, and if we'll, as David did, hide it in my heart that I might not sin against God. The Word of God go a long, long way in a Christian's life. It's our meat. It's our drink. It's our help. And the Holy Spirit that is put on the inside of us when we're saved by the grace of God will bring back to remembrance the bread, the Word of God that we have read and that we've learned. It brings back to our mind, and we'll face things in life that the Word of God then, or the Holy Spirit then, will bring back the Word of God that's sufficient for the hour. Thank you, Lord. Amen. What a Savior we have. And that's what makes us so strong as Christians. We come to church then to help our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the more that we hear the Word of God preached, the stronger we get in our faith. And the more we hear it taught. It's the reason why. The Bible tells us that if there's a reason why we're weak, it's because we don't feed from the Word of God. And so this morning, we want to get into the Word of God and maybe say some things that will encourage you in chapter number 21. In the book of Numbers. I'm going to read just a couple of verses, starting in verse number 6. If you would, stand with us, and we'll honor the Bible this morning. Beginning with verse number 6, and I'll read down through a couple of verses, maybe three or four verses here. The Bible said, "And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people." Now, I want you to look at that real good. Yeah. The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Amen. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, Amen. And set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone make thee a fiery serpent." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." Amen. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, When he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Father, we thank you, Lord, for these that are bowed with us. Father, I pray your blessings upon each one, every family, every individual here. Lord, I pray your blessings upon them. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd, Lord, if they be one among us that's not saved, Lord, I pray you'll save them today. We ask you, Father, to help us today. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach one more time. God, that your word might go out and find its lodging place. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us and give us words to say. Lord, that your word might prick our heart. Lord, I pray this morning once again, Lord, that you'd give us power. Lord, that you'd give us strength and liberty to proclaim your word. And Lord, what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you. And we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Lord, I want to be a vessel this morning. A vessel that God can use this morning that would flow through me, that it'd make a difference in my heart and make a difference in your heart. Now, Israel had been delivered out of bondage, and now they're in the wilderness, and God was leading them in the wilderness. And the Bible said that they had become discouraged, much discouraged because of the way. Now, from Egypt to Canaan land wasn't very far. Matter of fact, it was just maybe a day or so a journey from one to the other. But what had happened then, they had come to the land of Canaan, and because of their unbelief, God had caused them to wander around in the wilderness. And the Bible tells us for 40 years they were wandering around, but God had even blessed them in their wandering. The Bible said now that they had, God had blessed them with manna from on high. Manna was a wafer that had a sweet taste to it, kind of like honey. Somebody said in the Bible said it was angel food, as Brother Mickey had mentioned this morning. And they were blessed by that angel food. And you know, we're here today. And now Jesus said that, and I mentioned to you that man shall not live by bread alone. Now, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Now, Moses did not give these people that bread, but our Heavenly Father gave that bread to them. And Jesus said that that bread that God gave them, and that he was the bread that had come down from heaven. And I believe today that he said, if any man would eat of my body and drink of my blood, he shall live. And so it's a type of a bread on the inside of us. It's the word of God that is placed on the inside of us to strengthen us and to help us along the journey. And sometimes the journey gets a little bit hard, and sometimes it gets a little bit discouraging. And but the problem here was that the people began to speak against God and against Moses. And I remember how the Bible said that David had said that he had never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I'm reminded that God still takes care of his own, even when the times get hard. And sometimes we may not know where the next meal's coming from. Sometimes we may not know where the next dollar's coming from. But I'll assure you that God has already got his plan in order, and to take care of us and to feed us and provide for us. And I believe that with all of my heart. And God's God in the bad times, and he's God in the good times. And so now the people of God began to murmur against God and against Moses. And the Bible then said that the judgments of God began to come upon them, that God had sent fiery serpents into the camp, and they began to bite the people of God. And the Bible said every Israelite that was bitten, that they died. There was a death sentence that was pronounced upon those people because of the judgment of God. And I want to remind you this morning that there is a death sentence that's pronounced upon every individual. The Bible said, and that death sentence is because of sin. And these people were bitten by the fiery serpents, and because of sin and that they had committed. And they confessed with their own mouth and that they had sinned against God and against Moses. And so that their judgment was placed upon them because of sin. And judgment was placed upon the whole world and because of sin. And but I want you to know, and when judgment was pronounced, there was also mercy given. Amen. And a lot of folks believe, and I believe this, and that the Old Testament days, and they showed the judgment of God. And but in the New Testament days, and after Calvary and after the resurrection, and we got acquainted with the real mercy of God, and by the grace of God. And I'm glad this morning, and that God had supplied unto us a remedy for our sin. And I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, and on the remedy for sin. Amen. And for the remedy of sin. And there's a plan when a man sinned, and there's a plan for us. And I believe that the blood that was shed at Calvary was enough, amen, and to forgive all sin, past, present, and future sin. And every individual that will come to Jesus Christ by the way of the cross, and I believe that blood that was shed is sufficient for the forgiveness of sin. I believe that this morning, and it not only cleanse your soul, and but it'll clear your conscience. Amen. And so now we find the people of God here, and now they're in judgment, and the serpents are biting them, and they're getting sick and dying, and they're dying off, as we would say, like flies, and because of their sin, and they needed a remedy for sin. And so God told Moses, and he said, I want you to make a fiery serpent, and I'll put that on a pole. And the Bible said that Moses made a serpent of brass. And there was a difference between the fiery serpents that bit the children of God and the serpent that was placed on the pole. And the fiery serpents that bit the people because of sin, and they had venom in them, and that venom would kill those folks. And it has the effects of death and the sentence of death. And but the serpent Moses made and was in like manner of the fiery serpent, and but had no venom in it. And the Bible said, he who knew no sin and became sin for us, and that we through him could be made the righteousness of God. And the Bible said that God in sundry time, and that in his time, and he sent a man, and born of a woman, in likeness of sinful flesh, and but wasn't sinful flesh. And Pilate said, I found no fault in him. And there was no sin in Jesus Christ, God's own son. And my friend, he came, and just like you and I, he is born into this world, come through a virgin birth, and taken upon himself a fleshly form and a fleshly body. And but he is the Word of God, he is God's son. And God sent him into the world to save his people from their sins. And my friend, that's the remedy today. And it's Jesus Christ plus and minus nothing. And he's the remedy for sin in Moses' day. And he is the remedy for sin in our day today. And if we'll put our faith and look to him, we shall live this morning. He's our remedy. Hallelujah. And that saves us from our sin. Amen. And the Bible said that Moses was to lift him up on a pole. And the Bible said in John chapter number 3, Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he said, then if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. And we know this morning that Jesus Christ was lifted up between heaven and earth on Calvary's hill, and died for our sins. And if any man had to put their faith in Him live this morning. He is the remedy for sin. The Bible said, if any man, when Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, if a man would look on that serpent, he could live. And so can we live. If we'll turn to Calvary, survey the cross, take another look at it. Hallelujah. It's real this morning. And it's the remedy for your soul. Oh, I want to shout all over the place. Amen. Oh, if they just look, they could live. Isaiah said, God told Isaiah, he said, look unto me, all ye lands, and ye shall live. Amen. If we just put our faith in Him, the Bible said, if they'd just look. Now, you know, there's probably some hard-headed folks in Moses' day, as there's some hard-headed folks in our day, and some hard-hearted folks in our day. He that stiffeneth his neck and hardeneth his heart, there is no remedy for that man. You can't come to the Lord with a stiff neck and a hard heart. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and in time He will exalt you. I tell you, the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not hard to get saved. If we'd get broken because of our sin, if we'd recognize and realize the condition of that sin has put us in, amen, it has left us in, and turn to God and for the salvation of our soul, we look and live this morning. He said to just look. Just look. Why don't you give Him a look this morning? Amen. Amen. There's a many of folks a turn. And there was in Moses' day. I'm satisfied there were mothers and fathers that didn't look. There were children probably didn't look. But they all died because they wouldn't look. Amen. Moses told them. He said, God said that if you'd look, you could live. That's all. That was it. That was the remedy. If you just look this morning, it's as simple as that. You say, well, that's too easy. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you'd feel the effects of the serpent this morning, I really believe, if you'd realize the effects of it, I really believe that people really don't think there's nothing wrong with them. They really think they're okay living in their sins and living in their burdens and in their bondage. I'm telling you, how people don't realize what it's like to be set free. Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. I'm happy on my way this morning. Hallelujah, free in my heart and in my soul from my sin. It was sin that wrecked and ruined our lives. It was sin that brought and opened the door to death and came into the world and was given to every man that come into the world. It was sin that pulled them down. It was sin that discouraged them. It was sin that caused them to speak against God and against Moses. And it's sin that's the problem today. But Christ is the remedy for sin. He's the remedy this morning for your sin. He still is the remedy. Amen. He said, if any man sin, and He said, if you do sin, He said, we have a propitiation for our sin, a Christ Jesus. He said, in John chapter number 5, He said, if any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall forgive, he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. He said, and I do not say that he shall pray for it. There's that sin of unbelief that'll kill a man every time. Amen. Amen. It'll kill a man every time. Yes. That's all it'll take this morning. Amen. Is believing on the only begotten Son of God. Of the Pharisees and the disciples and the apostles all asked the Lord Jesus. They said, show us the works. And he said, what works shall we do? They was looking for the works. And Jesus said, this is the work of the Father. He said, that you believe on the only begotten Son of God. That was the only thing required for them, was to have faith in the Lord Jesus and to believe in God. The remedy is still the same today.
Yes, it is.
Amen, that we believe. No telling what God could do in our lives this morning if we just trust Him.
Amen.
And put our faith in Him. Sin. The Bible said they were much discouraged because of the way. I get discouraged and tired in the way, but never of the way.
Amen.
Did you get that?
Amen.
We may get tired in body and sometimes discouraged while we're laboring. We don't see everything we'd like to see. Or let me say this, faster or quicker than we'd like to see.
Amen.
But I'm reminded all the time of God that these are the sheep of His pasture. Amen. I'm just an overseer. I'm just an overseer. That's all I am. I'm just like you. But God has placed upon me the oversight, the overseer of the flock of God. And I'm reminded that you're His people. You're not my people. Amen. You belong to God. You don't belong to me. And you know, that's a blessing. Because if you belonged to me, it would be bad. But ain't we glad that God gives us grace and God gives us mercy and God has a remedy for us. Amen. Amen. I'm glad this morning sin today has caused you to be discouraged, and I hopefully not of the way, but in the way. And the Bible said that they spoke against God, and He said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Now, you know Moses didn't do that. He didn't do that. And he said, for there is no bread. He said, neither is there any water. He said, all we have is this. All we have is this light bread. And we're just loathed in it. He said, we're so tired of this manna. We're so tired of gathering it 6 days. Of gathering it day by day. How we're getting our fill of it. I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm going to say this with every bit of the heart that I have. I've sung these songs now for about 44 years, I guess it is now. And I sing them over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Sure.
I hear them sung over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I've preached near about, I wouldn't say every page in that book, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot in that Bible that I preached over and over and over and over again. I didn't come this way with anything new.
No.
It's the same old, old story. And I preach it again and again and again and again. And if God will give it to me, I'll preach it again and again and again and again. Amen. And keep on preaching it the same and preach it again and again. But I'm telling you, I never get tired of that old, old story. I read that book. I was looking the other day about that adulterous woman that they brought to Jesus. And they brought her. You remember the one that they wanted to stone, and he was writing on the ground. You remember that? I've read that. There's no telling how many times. I've probably been taped more times on that sermon, probably through the churches that I've been in, than any other sermon. And I got to look at that again and got happy all over again.
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus looked up at her and He said, neither do I go and sin no more, I got happy. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's as if He was looking me face to face and said, sin no more. He said, I don't accuse you. He said, go and sin no more.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you, I got happy again and again and again. God, do it again. Do it again. I never get tired of the way. It's always a blessing. I said this, and I won't close. I want you to get a song. The Primitive Quartet come to Mississippi to sing. And they sing those same old songs everywhere they go. I said, men, I said, come on back here in my prayer room. I said, I want to pray with you. They all come up there, all of them come in the back room, and I said, I want to pray for you. And I said, I know y'all sing those songs everywhere you go. And if you're not careful, those songs become nothing but words to you. And you'll sing them like you're just entertaining us. And I said, I don't want y'all to be here for an entertainment. I want to worship the Lord with you.
Yeah.
And I said, let's pray this morning or this evening that God would give you some freshness in every song that you sing. Boy, we got down and got to praying. I'm telling you, them fellas got to praying, and I got to praying. And we got through, was hugging each other and crying and praising the Lord. And we got out there. You remember Norman? Norman's the one that died with a heart attack bear hunting.
Yeah.
You remember him? Norman got to getting happy singing those same old songs. And he stopped about middle ways. And he said, folks, that's the way he talked. He said, folks, he said, we prayed a while ago that God would let these songs be fresh to us while we sing. And he said, it's just like it was the first time I ever sung this song. I'm telling you, there's honey. Amen, there's honey. And the word of God from time to time. And you'll find a blessing from the word of God. It never gets old. Just keep it coming, Lord. Keep it coming. He's the remedy for your life this morning. You may be discouraged. You may get tired. Someone said, boy, I know we could do better if we had another pastor. It's not another pastor that you need. It's a fresh view of God.
Amen.
A fresh view of God and see him lifted up high. High. Lifted up. Boy, if we could see him, you'd look over the pastor's head and you'd get him in your sights. And you know what that'll do? You'll say, it don't matter who we have for a pastor. It's God that we're looking at. Amen. Any old bush, God can burn it. Amen. But it'll take God to burn it. Amen. Let's stand this morning.